the UK cracks down on internet-fueled copyright violations. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. In a victory for the entertainment industry, the British Parliament has approved plans to suspend internet service for consumers who were accused multiple times of digital media piracy. That move is part of a larger plan called the Digital Economy Bill that's designed to stimulate the economy across the United Kingdom. We reached Robert Andrews in Cardiff, Wales, via Skype. He writes for internet news site Paid Content UK. Andrews says two provisions of the new law are getting the most attention.
First, ISPs, at the behest of copyright holders who identify an infringement of their work, would be allowed to send a warning letter to an ISP subscriber, telling them that they've been identified, pointing out legal ways to download content, and if the user persists, then the ISP could level against them so-called technical measures, ranging from slowing down their broadband speeds right up to suspending the account. Secondly, there's another piracy measure which would allow ISPs, again, if copyright holders obtain a court order, to actually go ahead and block access to a copyright infringing website from access by all of their customers.
Why has this bill been so controversial in the UK?
Three reasons. One, many people don't actually believe that the anti-piracy measure will work. As I said, many people may just be able to evade detection. Second, it's been such a wide-ranging bill that it's been difficult to get through Parliament because there's been no cross-party consensus on so many other different areas. And three, and probably most of all, there's been so little time to debate this bill. An election was called earlier this week and Parliament is being dissolved in a few days, that members of Parliament feel that they haven't had time to properly scrutinise it, and many actually admit that they don't understand some of the technical terms that have been used in the bill, and that they feel that they have voted for a bad law, which does make you wonder why they have voted it through all the same.
Why did the legal system move in this direction? Who was it sort of listening to most, or how powerful was the lobby that that made him enact this new law?
The government, the UK government, has taken an economic view of this. It says that the creative industries comprise 4% of UK exports. That's £16 billion. So these industries have been complaining to the government that they're losing money hand over fist due to piracy. And so this is a kind of economic protectionism to protect a sector of the economy that the government sees as growing and as core.
What do you think the ultimate effect will be for consumers of digital content in the UK? I mean, how are people going to feel this?
We've got an election coming up on May the 6th, whereby the government that proposed this legislation may well get dumped, and this legislation may well be undone. But if this does come to pass, habitual unauthorized downloaders of content may start to find that they get letters through their door pointing this out. Likewise, the account holder of that ISP account, who may not necessarily have been the infringer in that case, maybe it's a mother of a teenager who downloaded a song illegally one day, those people may start to find letters come through their door.
That's Robert Andrews with Paid Content UK, a site that reports on the business of the internet. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.